Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, there is news out of Ukraine, so we need to switch to Lviv now and our report live from Joseph Lindsley. Russia has set a new ultimatum for surrender in the battered city of Mariupol. Joseph, there are military and civilians still holed up there. What are you hearing?
Yeah, good afternoon. Good morning to you all. Mariupol, you know, it's been under siege since March 20th. It is the last spot on the coastline of the Sea of Azov, which is a little sea to the northeast of the Black Sea that Russia does not control. And they have been pounding this city, but it is home to, I think, what most people would regard as one of the fiercest Ukrainian militias, the Azov Regiment. And they have been defending that city along with foreign fighters since the siege began. And there was a deadline of 12 o'clock Ukraine time. No, I'm sorry, 1 o'clock Ukraine time Russia gave it. This is maybe the third time they've issued such an ultimatum. They say, you know, this is just the Russian defense ministry said, you know, this is you are being senseless. You need to give up your city. But everything we see and hear from Mariupol is an absolute fierceness. And what I heard from it's very hard to get many reports in there because communications are limited. We've seen a few videos of members of the Azov regiment begging the world for help. What I've heard from friends who have some connections there is the only way they get ammunition is from dead Russians. And so they're in a very extreme. And then there's a steel plant at the city's port, and the Russians hit that early this morning. And that has been the headquarters of the regiment. And there reportedly have been 1,000 civilians in the shelter underneath that factory.
Unbelievable. And we're hearing this morning that Russian forces are attempting an advance toward the southeast. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is what we've been hearing that, you know, I mean, obviously the Russians have abandoned the areas that they had temporarily occupied around Kyiv. And they're focusing all their resources on the eastern part of Ukraine, including the Donbass, which is in the southeast, the region that Russian-backed separatists have occupied since 2014. And it seems the strategy, it seems, and we always have to say seems, because it's war and, you know, there could be a lot of different games going on, but that Russia is amassing a massive force for a new land attack in that part of eastern Ukraine. So if you look at Mariupol is in the southeast, and you can go north from there, and then all the way up north to Kharkiv. That whole area is in a danger zone now, and it seems that that's where their new land offensive.
Joseph, I was thinking about you and all the journalists there in Ukraine when I was watching the news last night and these horrific images of destruction and death. And I was watching a story where an old woman was being interviewed, and her grandchild was there in the middle of the ruins of their home, and it was hard to watch. I really got emotional, and I was thinking, how is it that you separate yourself? I mean, to do the work you do there, you have to kind of keep focused, and doesn't it get hard sometimes? Don't you just want to sit down and cry?
Yeah, I think with every one of my friends and colleagues, we've all had those moments and discussed that, you know, talked about that. And then that becomes one of the main tasks every day is to keep everyone's spirits up. And that's part of the reason why we're not only reporting news, but all of our news team is helping get supplies to those in need, whether it's, you know, to shelters for women and children, even animal shelters, and especially to get supplies, you know, things like tactical boots, the soldiers at the front, because everyone knows someone there, and we've become a nexus of that information. So I think, we see the reality every day, but everyone knows that they're contributing something to help the cause. We had part of our team returned from Odessa yesterday morning, where they had been delivering supplies and to Odessa and Mykolaiv. And it was, you know, a bit of a risk to go there. And one of the Americans who's volunteering with us, he said, as he was traveling on the train, he looked at the beautiful countryside and he saw these green hills and fields. And now he understood why Ukrainians, you know, they call the Russians the orcs, as from, you know, from the Lord of the Rings and Tolkien, you know, this monstrous invading force. And Ukrainians, without irony, really have seen their country, especially these past 8 years, as the Shire, you know, this peaceful, you know, if anyone is familiar with those books and movies, this peaceful, you know, calm, sort of crime-free. I mean, there was corruption, but the cities were safe, and it was a place of festivity, and it's with a gentle language. And it really is a sense of this peaceful Shire is, you know, this some force of evil is trying to wipe it out from the face of the earth, and not even afraid to kill children. Yeah, Bob, it's hard. I mean, I've been here for 2 years. It's still hard to believe that this could be happening, and such an evil still exists in the world.
And, you know, we hear about the latest round of weapons and supplies the United States government has sent. But then you hear that all that ammunition may only last a week. So what is going to happen?
Yeah, and I think this is one concern the Ukrainians have, is that the world will sort of move on to other topics and get tired and not realize that there needs to be resupply, because it is, you know, this is. We're going up against, you know, one of the largest armies in the world from the Ukrainian perspective. And yeah, it's and what the Ukrainians are so far, a lot of the attacks have been, you know, the airstrikes on the cities. But it seems now, again, seems that Russia is preparing a new land assault, which is going to require significant more resources.
Joseph Lindsley in Lviv, and we have more information for you on our website. Joseph, hopefully you will be safe there, and we will talk again. I, along with everybody around here, pray for you. Be well.
Thank you, Bob, and thanks to everyone who listens.